Bethlehem, outside Greenville, West Virginia. I'm 53 years old, and I'm the grandson of Croatian immigrants that came over in 1907. My grandfather came over in 1907, he was 15, came to Benwood. And my grandmother, his wife, came from the same village in Croatia, which is Krugovac. I still have connections there today. And she went to Pittsburgh. And somehow my grandfather ended up in Pittsburgh and met her. They were from the same village, and she was about, well, maybe 8 or 9 years older than him, and they married. And they ended up going to Brownsville, Pennsylvania, and they got married and had their first daughter and came back to Denver. Actually, the Croatian community really started around 1892 in Denver. A man named Ivan Lubic started he was a tavern owner, and he started a organization for the benefit of Croatians. It was more or less like insurance. He started this organization, and organizations like that with Croatian immigrants started throughout the United States. And they met at one time and decided to form together so they had more strength and more financial stability. And actually met, I think, in Pittsburgh or Chicago, I'm not really sure. But they decided to form, and they elected Ivan Lubic as their president. And actually, the Benwood Lodge predated all the other lodges, and today we're all encompassed in the Croatian Fraternal Union of America based in Pittsburgh. And Lodge number one is in Pittsburgh, and Lodge number two is actually in Benwood. And Lodge number two is actually older than Lodge one, but the agreement was that Lubic would be the first president, and then give Pittsburgh, the bigger city, the designation for Lodge number one. At one time, Benwood had approximately the third largest population city in West Virginia because of the steel mills and factories. And there was a large population immigrants there. They are throughout Pittsburgh, and really throughout the United States in industrial and mining areas. And in West Virginia, actually, there was a Croatian lodge in Star City, outside Morgantown, and Bluefield. Weirton has a lodge, and I think there's one still in existence in Norwood that's in this part of Weirton. I'm actually secretary treasurer of Lodge number two in Benwood. And what happened was we had elderly people were in the lodge, and as they died off, we still have a president. And our secretary died. The treasurer decided to resign. She was 96 or 7 years old. And she decided she didn't want to do the work anymore, so she resigned, and we had a secretary, which was a close family friend. It was my uncle's sister-in-law. She was the secretary, and she died. And I was involved in music in Benwood, and actually we would go to Pennsylvania to play music. And after these people died and everything, I got involved with the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Croatian with music. And I go there to play today. And through that, our national president was president of that lodge also. And he asked me if I would take over the lodge here in Denver. So I said I would. So I was appointed by the executive committee, the secretary, treasurer, and all that. And Denver, we still have a president here. Christmas parties and different events. They sponsor picnics at Oak nearby OED Park or Bethlehem Community Park or various other areas in the past. Actually, down here in Glendale and Marshall County, they've had picnics before. And the lodge would have their meetings with the Croatian Club in Glendale. Most lodges and clubs, Croatian clubs, are the homes of the lodges. They're owned by the lodge. But in Benwood, it's actually individuals, Croatian individuals who own the Croatian club. And the lodge would just go there to have their meetings. And at the meetings where you in the past, you'd go there and you'd pay your insurance premium. Because what the CFU is a life insurance company, more or less. But we have social programs, music programs, sports programs, and everything. And the people would go to the lodge meetings, and they would pay their insurance premiums and their dues. And the dues would go to the lodge, and the lodge would use them for pay for the Christmas parties and different events and dinners. And as time passed, the older generation died off, and young people weren't interested anymore. It was harder and harder to have lodge meetings. And now the insurance premiums go right to Pittsburgh, the national office. And the national office sends back the dues to the secretary, treasurer, or the treasurer, or the secretary, depending on the lodge how it's set up. And we put the money in the bank and have accounts. What we do now is we send it back to the lodge for scholarship funds. CFU, Croatian Training, even has a large scholarship organization that provides scholarships for members and their children to go to college, or different charities such as the Flood Relief in Croatia, or the Vukovar, Better Tire Reconstruction in Croatia. It was a symbol of independence during the war in the 90s. And, or, like, our lodge donated to the St. John's Church Fund in Benwood, which is the church in, Catholic Church in Benwood that the immigrants went through, the Croatians, the Slovaks, the Polish people. It was the church in center of Benwood that burnt down about a year and a half ago. And they're reconstructing the church. So we sent them some money to help with the church reconstruction, since the Croatians are so tied into that church. We also sent money to the Mine Disaster Fund in Benwood. Actually, we sent it kind of late, so we were able to send money for the upkeep of the mine memorial. And there was a lot of Croatian immigrants that died in that mine. It was in 1924. Croatian, Hungarian, there was a Ukrainian that was a relative of one of my uncles that died in that. And mine disaster happened in 1924, and my grandfather actually worked at the mine at the time. And he did not go to work that day because his children were sick. So he was spared. He had one son that was born in 1926, and if he would have went to work that day, that uncle probably wouldn't have been born. And the Croatians really moved to wherever there were jobs. There were immigrants that came to this country to look for work. A lot of them came to this country just to make money and go back to Croatia and buy property and have their own place. Actually, I had relatives. My grandmother's brother came here, came to Pittsburgh, ended up in Benwood. Made his money, went back to Croatia. Went back to Pugovac, a little village out in the middle of nowhere close to the Hungarian border. And he went back, and he stayed there. I had my grandmother's sister came here and married a man from Pugovac. They made their money, and they went back to Pugovac and opened a general store. And my National Tube, which it was a National Tube in Fenwood, and I don't know why he went back to Lorain, Ohio, but he went to Lorain, Ohio to work for National Tube, and then he picked up with his wife and kids and then moved back to Troy. And they spent a few years there, and they wanted to draft him in the Austro-Hungarian Army, and he didn't like that idea. So he came, and his children hated it there. The oldest two daughters that went to school there hated it there. And I remember them telling me that they said that we're not going to stay here. When we get old enough, we're going back to America. And the family came back in 1921. Back to me.
Can you tell me a little bit about what your parents did?
My parents, my father is still living. He's 94. I had a twin sister about a year or two ago, and my mother's of Ukrainian lineage. Her family came from Kiskawica in Poland. It was actually a Ukrainian village, and everyone that came to Wheeling was involved with the church. I mean, Ukrainian Byzantine Catholic Church in South Wheeling came from the same village. And through my research, I found out family trees that everyone from the village is related. So everyone that came to Wheeling is related on the Ukrainian side. And the Croatians are a little bit different. My grandparents came from the area close to North Croatia, close to the Hungarian border. They lived in Bogdan with a lot of Hungarian immigrants. And I think that actually the valley they lived in, most of those people immigrated at the same time. They spoke the same languages and understood both and assumed they were together, Hungarians and Croatians. And they predominantly settled in Bogdan area of Denver. My parents, my father was a World War II veteran. He went to the South Pacific, spent 4 years in the service. And when he came back, had various different industrial jobs, and he worked for William Cow Company in South Wheeling. My mother did also. All my mother's brothers worked there, and a lot of my father's family worked there, and that's how they met at William Cow Company. And they were married, and they had their only son, me, 13 years after they were married. I'm like the youngest of my Croatian side, I'm the youngest cousin. I have twin cousins that are 88 years old right now. And that was one of them is Natalie's grandmother. Okay. Natalie's my relative. She's a first cousin close to me. And throughout the years, in the past, the Croatian club in Denver would have polo dances. That's the dance that the Croatian dances, the circle dance. The Greeks dance to the right, the Croatians dance to the left. And actually, when I was a child, 7 years old, I went to polo classes, and I would dance down there. And then the Perkovich family that lived in Boggs Run, even back in the 30s, had an orchestra. It was called the Velvet Kendrick Orchestra. And they played, actually, in all of the state coal mining towns and played where there was a Croatian. On WVA radio, the Jamboree radio, on Saturday morning, and played there. And after years, they tried to keep the band up, and they would have actually had some young children play, and they actually wanted me to play in the past. And I just wasn't that interested. I was busy in school, and I was in band in school and everything. And after the years, it kind of fell off. And then back in the 90s, they decided to start up again. And then Olga Perkovich, her name is really Helen Russ, was her married name. Helen Olga Perkovich. She was married with Helen Russ, the name of Olga Perkovich. few people. We had a lady come over from Shadyside to play. She was into bluegrass and country. She wanted to learn this. She was not close. And we had a lady from the Warwood area, north of Wheeling, north and the north part of Wheeling, came down and learned how to play. And we got grouped together, and we actually had Natalie Tripp, who's Natalie James at the time. She learned. She was 14, 15 at the time. And she got in, and she learned how to play and sing. All that did most was singing. Natalie did a little bit of singing. But most of it just played. It was tough for me to sing because I really didn't know the language, and it was tough for me. I was just learning. I was more concentrated on music. But actually, we went and played. We played at the Vandalia Festival in Charleston, I think twice. We played at the Augusta Festival, Davis and Elkins. We played at St. Francis Xavier Street Fair here in Moundsville. We played at the Caddis Folk Festival in Ohio, Ogilvy Fest in Wheeling, Glass Festival at Ogilvy, and different parties and events, birthday parties for people and Christmas parties. So we kept it up. And, but you know, the old people were getting old. And John died, and it was tough. And we still tried to play a while, but it was tough. And then Leonard, our bass player, died. And Olga was older, and she went to live with her son in California. So we stopped playing for a while. But we went to Coatesville, Pennsylvania to play a picnic, PFU picnic. Called the Four County Picnic, was Westmoreland, Green, Fayette, and Washington counties. But Ben Wood was always included into that Four Counties organization. Mm-hmm. Still are today. I go out there for banquets and things. They have women and men of the year. But the Croatians actually went where the jobs were. When Ben Wood, in the past, when Ben Wood was dealing with steel mills and coke plant and coal mines, and people lived all along the hillsides. You know, it was packed with different ethnic groups and a lot of Croatians. And through progress, Alpu came through and took out the hillside, took out that part of Ben Wood was called Harmony Hill. And there were bars and houses. And a lot of immigrants lived on there. And when the road took it, a lot of people moved away. I know a gentleman that was a neighbor to my grandparents. His name is Walton Hollowich. His family moved to Cleveland. And he plays accordion. He plays in a group called Harmonia. And they play mostly Hungarian and Gypsy music. And he plays up at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and he does it professionally. He was actually, his family was a neighbor to my grandparents, and when my father was in the Army, he went to a hospital to visit a friend, and he bumped into his neighbor, and, you know, out of the blue, in the hospital. But the Croatians moved around a lot, like my grandparents did. A lot of them moved to Pittsburgh. A lot of them had families in the Pittsburgh area. Most of the Croatians in Western Pennsylvania were from the same county in Croatia. So more or less, there's a lot of relatives. I always say everyone in Western Pennsylvania is related on the Croatian side. They all came from the same area, the same churches and everything. And Benwin was a little different. He had some people come from that part of our county. He had some come, like my grandparents, from northern Croatia, close to the Hungarian border. And then we had a lot of Dalmatians, which were people from the coast. They were Croatians, but they called themselves Dalmatians. And actually, the first organization in Benwood was called the Dalmatian-Croatian Corporation. It was incorporated, I think, April 10th, 1892. And that's when the large started in Benwood.
That you take a part of with your family and your little
It was the food, it was the picnic. The biggest thing about a Croatian picnic or Croatian party is still today is roasted lamb. That was prevalent in all the occasions, picnics, Christmas parties, lamb, kibbasi. Very close. Very close. I actually made kibbasi at the Petrovich General Store in Bogsden. John Petrovich would hand cut pork, add garlic and salt and pepper, grind it all up, and I would stand there and turn the crank on while we filled the casings. And he had his own smokehouse in the back of the store, and he'd smoke it with cherry wood. And he'd make it every Christmas and every Easter. And in the store, there was, in the middle of the store, there was a potbelly stove. And our music group would actually practice around that sometimes when we didn't practice at the club. General store, I'd look at the shelf and I'd see 8mm movie cameras from the 50s still in the box. That's how old things still were in the store. And it was a shame that it had to go away because it was something that wasn't around much. They had everything, shoes, they had cameras, food, shoelaces, pencils, anything a general store would have, but it was a very small place, but they had everything. The building's still there, and it's actually a gun shop now. Someone bought it. And Perkovich has lived on the second floor of the store, and they had all their instruments, musical instruments, and they had a vast music library from the 30s, and they had Pandora group, and all through the years, thousands and thousands of the old-time music. And they donated all the instruments after John died and Olga went away to California. They donated all the instruments and music stands, and musical equipment and amps to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to their lodge. And that's where I go now to research for music. I'll go to picnics in Pittsburgh and play with the Benwood group, and after it's dissolved, I still want to picnic and listen to music. I like the music so much. People from the Benwood Lodge would go up, our families would go up, aunts and uncles and cousins would go and get up there, listen to music, and have lamb, of course, because that's what we had at every picnic. People in our lodge, some of them in Shadyside, Ohio, they would always be there, Bridgeport, Ohio, and we would all meet up and go to this Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh had a little, they had an adult group and a junior group, which was still in existence. They had a little combo that would play at the picnic. And they saw me there, and they recognized me from coming up to Benwood. They said, "Why don't you come up and play with us?" So I said, "Sure." So I drive on Tuesdays when I can. Tuesday evenings, I drive 44 miles one way just to play music. And I play with them, and with their music group, we have a yearly music festival where groups from all over the United States and Canada get together. This year it was in Pittsburgh. We had 36 groups. 32 groups, actually. They came from far away as Kansas City, Kansas, and Hamilton, Ontario. And we all get together and have a two-day party and showcase our music from all our groups. And every year, this festival is in a different place. Since I've been involved, I've been to Columbus, I've been to Cleveland, Hershey, Pennsylvania, Las Vegas, Nevada, we went. And what's nice about Las Vegas, Nevada, the groups from California and Washington State come to the event. And with the Coke Club, Gulf Camp Blitzes, I've gone just places like Steelton, Pennsylvania to play, Cleveland, surrounding areas around Pittsburgh, different lodges we visit and play. Youngstown is a big Croatian population. And a lot of people in Youngstown actually lived in Benwood at the time. But what they did is they moved with the dogs. And the Croatians have stayed, had jobs that lasted. When the steel industry kind of left, the coal mines left, but some of them stayed. people really didn't care about their heritage. And a lot of the original clergy came out so early. And their children married other ethnic groups. Like my father married a Ukrainian girl from Wuhan. And they still have a Ukrainian church there. Barely any existence, but they hold on. A lot of my Croatian relatives actually go there because they married people with Ukrainian background. So a lot of the ethnic groups in the Bernard area are intertwined. And I still like to play music to the day. And when we jump back in the past, when we would have music on Tuesday nights at Benwood, we would go there and practice and practice and practice. And as time went on, we would just play, and we would have dance. And we had dance classes there. And our dancers went with us to places like Charleston and Hawkins and the different places. But we would have Croatians come from Carolina, West Virginia, from around Fairmont would come up. And they were the aunts of Alabama football coach Nick Saban. Their last name was Saban, and they were his aunts. And they would come up and dance and with us and perform with us different places. And Joanne, one of Nick's aunts, would bring her accordion and she would play. She sent her accordion and she was a dancer with us, but she would play accordion when we had breaks. And that was interesting that they would drive all the way from around Fairmont, Carolina, and to Benwood to listen to music. And I think they were actually, they were Dalmatians from the coast area. And maybe because I had an aunt that was from the Benwood area, and her family was Dalmatians. And her mother would write to her family down there Carolina, because most of the people came from the same villages, and they actually stuck with their village people no matter where they were. They were in lower West Virginia, they were in Ohio, or whatever the Croatians weren't centralized to the Bernard area, really. Anywhere there was Croatians, they would go, and to go with the people that were like them. I'm just rambling. Do you have any specific questions?
Oh, yeah. What's the name of the group that you're playing
with? I play with the St. George Adult Tambourists. And they have a St. George Junior Tambourists. And actually, our lodge tries to donate to their junior group to keep it going, to keep the young people involved in the culture. I haven't played in West Virginia for years. In the past, in Benwood, the Duquesne Tambourists from Duquesne University would come and they'd play in West Virginia, play the Capitol Music Hall. In the 40s or the 30s, they actually played in Benwood when they were first starting out. But I haven't played in West Virginia for 15 years, probably. No demand for the music. Most people that are Croatian don't even really know what Croatian is. If they were members of the lodge and still receive our newspaper, they have a good idea. But a lot of people out there that I talk to, and they say they're Croatian, but they know very, very little. They don't know the history. They don't know the music. Young people like all different types of music now, rock music, rap music. Now, I'll listen to rock music. I'm big into 90s alternative and grunge, but I still play the traditional Croatian music. And then when we played the real old songs, the songs that came over on the boat, per se, or on were big in the 30s and 40s and 50s. The music I play today is more modern Croatian folk music. Our group plays, we always have to play. play the latest things out for some reason, which I really don't like, but I still have, you know, I still have to keep on playing. And actually, I sing now with the group. I never sung and done with it. I'm more comfortable in playing now, so I have to sing. Our group in Pittsburgh comprises, like, in Pittsburgh, we have 35 people on stage. And it keeps me busy. They're all from Pennsylvania. They're not all from Pittsburgh. Some of them come from Keithsburg, come from Bell Vernon, come from the area between West Virginia and Pittsburgh, in the middle of nowhere. We have mostly members from Pennsylvania and West Virginia. But there are other groups in Pennsylvania areas and lodges that have members who live in West Virginia. I know some people that live in Reardon that go to Rankin, Pennsylvania, and they're actually sing in the group there, but I think the group may dissolve now, but they may play with other groups. A lot of the people that play in the groups play with multiple groups.
Yeah.
No, we don't. We had that when the club was in existence. And the club wasn't profitable. We stopped. We couldn't find anyone to run it. And we stopped putting stuff together and decided to sell it. And they sold the club. And the new owners, which is the gentleman who's the corporation, they kept the place and said, you know. We'd go there for Christmas parties. We had corn roasts. The lodge would try to have meetings and like Christmas parties. In Goodman, we had a junior lodge called a Nest. I'm the Nest manager, actually. It's down to about 10 members. In the years past, they would have Nest Christmas parties at the club. And 10 or 12, I think, are missed now. Croatian beer, we never served any Croatian beer because the way the beer situation was set up in West Virginia, it was always a low-test beer until recently. And Croatian beer is a little bit higher alcohol content, so they couldn't sell it there. There was restrictions. Now, with the craft beers and everything, it all opened up. And when I can get my hands on Croatian beer, I do. A good one is called Karlovacko. It's in the county, Karlovac County, where all the Western Pennsylvania and a lot of the Vinewood immigrants came from. I like to drink that one a lot, especially when I'm out in different areas in Pennsylvania or Cleveland. It's tough to find around here. Actually, I have a friend that brings it back when it's in Minnesota a lot. And at the club, I mean, they would have the parties and stuff to Boston crowds, and cabbage rolls would get big. Polish people have them, they call them Grumpy. So you call them Sarma. And meat and rice. And it's in this, and it's a great leaves. We got the Rackham cabbage. That's the carryo from the Turkish and Middle East and northern parts of India. How they met the original immigrants. Croatian people aren't a purebred people. They're slaves and immigrants to Europe. And they're the Croatian people. They were the original inhabitants, and then the people that came from the east. The Croatians actually moved down from area in Poland, called the Lake Croatia, and they moved down south and immigrated. So a lot of the names are still the same. Like, my name is Bryant. And there's people with that name in Slovakia. There's a lake in Poland with that Ben Wood, I think in the 2000 census, 2.3% of people claim Croatian heritage. And if you look at Ben Wood in 2000, how many people were there? 3,000 people. 2% of 3,000 is small. So, you know, that's a problem. Our people moved out of the area with the jobs. And, you know, many people don't know, and, you know, don't know how to frame it, don't know what they are. I mean, at my house, I fly a Croatian flag, which is the United States flag. To celebrate the heritage. My father really wasn't involved in the lodge that much. He was a member with life insurance. My grandmother was actually attended lodge meetings. I never knew my grandparents. My grandmother, the Croatian grandmother, died when I was about 3 months old. My grandfather died, I think, in 1956. I was born in 63. So, and my Ukrainian grandparents were even older. I never knew them. My grandfather was born in 1870. My grandmother in 1881. So the generation gap there is everything. I'm way far behind. But the interesting note with the music, the Croatian Fraternal Union would bring over different groups from Croatia and perform at different lodges, and they would always come to Denver. And we would have a party, and we'd have a concert, and a dinner for them. And they'd bring over these different groups. And 1 year, they brought over a group from Kutomaca, Croatia. And in our lodge paper, they listed all the performers and where they were from. And I noticed there was a 25-year-old cymbal up there. Cymbal is like a hammer dulcimer. And that's mostly a northern Croatian instrument. It's big in Hungary and Romania and places. But he played the cymbal. And he was from the same village where my grandparents were from. So he came over. He came to Benwood. And I got to talk to him since he was under. He was 25. His second language that he was taught in school was English. Mm-hmm. And people that were a little older, their second language was German. And so he spoke English pretty well. And I talked to him about my relatives over there. I knew what the names were. And he said, yeah, they were people over there. So he took over my name and address to a relative of mine. And she started writing letters. She knew, knows no English. In German. She wrote it in Croatian. So I translated the letter with help of my father and part of the police and one of my aunts. And I started writing letters to him. And it seems in the past, my grandmother would always write letters to them and her family and they'd write back. And so we started taking pictures. And I'd send pictures of her family, and she had an uncle that was killed in the World War II time. I'm not sure who's involved in wartime massacre, more or less. And I'm not sure if he was killed by the partisans, or the Yastoki, or the, I don't know if he was killed by the nationals, the communists, or the Nazis, more or less. We don't know who he was killed by, but he was killed by one of the groups. And so I sent her pictures, and she, it was the first time she ever saw a picture of her uncle who had died. And what was nice about, since then, Facebook developed. So I found all my relatives over there on Facebook, back in Kugovac. And like I said, the Croatians went, they were the job there. I have cousins on Facebook that were from Kugovac who just moved to Landshut, Germany to work for BMW. I have cousins that moved to Switzerland to work in the watch factories. And I have some that moved to Helsingborg, Sweden. She's a nurse, which is my cousin. Her husband is a Bosnian Croatian, works for IKEA in the world headquarters. And, you know, through Facebook, I got to communicate with all these relatives. In the years past, it was a letter that would take a month or so to go over, and now it's instant. And it's fortunate they know English now. So I get to talk to them, and I even chat with them sometimes. A younger one, she was 18 years old, she just moved to Germany, to chat with me on that. And, you know, it's really... It would be tough for me to visit right now because I take care of my parents. My father's 94, my mother's 90, so I can't get up and go. You know, I have the resources to go, I have the connections to go. And actually, I had a chance with my music group to go about 3 years ago, and they would have paid half my airfare. They go every 7 years with the junior group. They have a festival in Broadway Place, the capital. And if things work out, and 4 years from now, I'll be able to go in there. But, you know, the downside is if it works out, it means my parents won't be here anymore. You know, so that's a give and take there.
Well, it's that the community here would have some sort of revival or
That's part of my job. That's why I was appointed Secretary Treasurer of our lodge to try to keep it going because I was a younger person. But if I look at the lodge rolls, our lodge in Benwood, our lodge membership is in California, it's in Myrtle Beach, it's in Baltimore, it's in southern West Virginia. And if you look at the people that are actually in the lodge, there's maybe 12 people that live in the Benwood Wheeling area, maybe 15 down into Ohio. But what happens was we were a founding lodge. Headquarters wants to keep us alive. So if there's new members that come in, they want to join the CFU, and they don't have an affiliation, they might add them to our lodge to keep our lodge alive. But right now we don't have the base of people that have meetings. I mean, we'll have a meeting, I'll go to our president's house and visit him, and I'll tell him we don't have this much money in the bank. Tell him he died. There are, we're based in Benwood, but we have members everywhere. And a lot of people move out of Benwood, and the large affiliation still stayed in Benwood, and their children have an insurance policy with the lodge, and so they are still affiliated with Benwood, and they might live in California. In Myrtle Beach.
Posted a picture of the cultural club, and I got a lot of responses saying, my mother's Croatian, I would love to take her there, tell me more about it, and I was like, wow, it's kind of a bar.
Yeah. See, what it is, it's like everything's in hindsight. People see it now and say, oh, we wish for the past. Well, they never kept up their past and their heritage through their life. You know, I started playing the music when I was in my 30s. 53, I had a little advantage that I played music in grade school and high school. So I knew music. I probably learned the instrument. And people, as I see it, are more interested in themselves today, or, you know, they're busy with work. I mean, I work average 50 hours a week. You know, I'm a restaurant manager. Last night I worked my train and I got home after 1 in the morning, and tonight I'll get home after 2. You know, I'll work, like one day I'll work 5 days a week, one day I'll work 6 days a week, the other day, week I'll work 4 days a week, but I'll still work over 40 hours. So, you know, it's tough. It's tough to keep up the mood to play music. We go to Pennsylvania, my day's off. It's tough to keep up things with our lodge. Any ethnic heritage today, people aren't that in touch with it. I was fortunate that my grandparents came over from there. The lodges in Cleveland, lodges in Skilton, in Canada, had it in Kansas City, and Kansas City areas, and different metropolitan areas. Even Pittsburgh had a lot of influx of immigrants in the 90s. So these people are still into the culture, and they're still going to be active. So the lodges in Canada, in Pittsburgh, and Skilton have a steady membership of people coming in who are immigrants. Problem with Benwood, most immigrants came over in the 1900s. We had more recent immigrants. And if anything goes on, it fades away. And actually, at one time, there was a Slovak home in Benwood. And the Italians still have the Garibaldi Lodge in Benwood. It's still active. It's tough to keep people active. In certain areas of the country, they're still closed in churches, which are big in keeping the heritage. I don't think we ever had a closed in church in Benwood. We may have had a chapel, because there was a closed in school in North Benwood called St. Catherine's, and my father and his brothers and sisters actually attended the school there. But, you know, places without a Christian church, that was still tough for people to keep active. There was a Christian church there. There's still a Christian church in Pittsburgh. There were two of them, and one closed through the highway. The one up there is beautiful, with beautiful murals, and I actually attend church up there once in a while. Back to Pittsburgh, you know, just so I could go to a Christian church. I've been to Christian churches in Canada, Hamilton. I mean, when I was there for Vancouver, I always go to church. When we go to have these national festivals with the music groups, we always have a mass. It's a Croatian priest, a Croatian service, a Croatian temple. So, you know, it's tough to do when you're the lone one out there. And, you know, a lot of people really don't know what it's all about. And I was charged with this office to try to drum up support, but the people aren't out there. Years ago when we had a club, and because of this were active, we always had a picnic every year. We would bring groups from Youngstown, Pittsburgh, to play there, and play the music, and keep it going. But where there's not population, you really can't do that.
Well, is there anything else in the
You know, it's just like anyone that knows their ethnic heritage can celebrate. Could research it, try to learn the language a little bit, do the ancestry. You know, I mean, I traced my family back to the 1740s in Croatia on my grandfather's side, the church record. It's available out there. Like the Mormons have a familysearch.org now that you can find anything for free on this. DNA tests, I found people that I'm related to on the Ukrainian side. In Detroit, and her grandmother was from the same village, and she sends me her grandmother's birth certificate, and I see a name on there, and that was my grandmother's sister. And you know, it's amazing what you can find out through genealogical research and DNA and just family stories. People have to embrace their heritage. You know, we all live in the United States, and we're all coming homogeneous, more or less. You know, our last names have changed, our last names, the spellings have changed, become Americanized, and, you know, hold on what you can of your small ethnic family. You know, even if it's your own family tradition. I've gone through a Serbian friend of mine, who's an older gentleman, who has Serbian patients every year to pass, which is almost similar to Croatian. You have a pig head on the table, you have the grass growing, you plant on St. Nicholas Day, and you have the pork, the food. You know, Serbian and Croatians never really got along, ever, but they share the same traditions, the same language, just a different alphabet, and the religion's like completely different. You know, people have to hold on to that little bit of change. More or less, that's it. I don't want to ramble too much. I hope I could have helped you a little bit. You know, there's a lot of people, like in the Weirton area, they still have picnics. They have a Serbian picnic.
Yeah.
A Serbian church in Stephenville has a picnic grounds there and has a picnic. And I went there this year, first time ever. There was lamb, there was chicken, and they have a group coming from Pennsylvania to play, and they had a pickup group. And I actually sang with them a few songs because they're the same song. The same songs, the same words. And, you know, I enjoyed myself. Whitman has a Serbian center. They have weddings and parties out. They rent it out for different things. Just, you know, their ethnicity will keep strong up here through their church in Stephenville, Ohio. That's where it hangs out. And people hang on to their churches. Ukraine church and healing. Hang on to the church and keep things alive with the dinners and street prayers. Remind people that they seem used to being how they can bring in the future. And we're all Americans, but we all came from somewhere.